الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث، فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. For us to take lessons, one incident. Abu Rabi was one great buzurg. He came to hear of a certain lady by the name of Fidda, living in a certain village. And hearing all her great Allah wali, all the great karamat and the great blessings Allah had blessed her with, he went to meet her. And he says, I don't normally meet with women, but this was a different case and I wanted the barakat. So with all parda, intizam, everything, he went, inquired about her. He told her she lives in this village here. He went there, he spoke to her. He said that I've heard very blessed things about you, your family, your household, and about this goat that you have. The milk it gives the milk with honey also. So what is that? The milk comes out and honey comes out with it also. She said, yeah it is. And he had heard about that, so he bought a brand new utensil, and with that he went. So he asked permission to milk the goat. She gave permission, he milked it, and abad. The honey with milk came out. He drank it, very happy. Then he asked, how did this come about? So she said, one occasion of Eid, Bakri Eid, Eid al-Adha, that my husband said, we have got nothing else, and we have got this goat, let's slaughter it for Qurbani. So I said that this is the only thing that we are living on. He's giving us our milk, and we live on that. If we're going to slaughter it, what are we going to live on? And in this case, Qurbani is not compulsory upon us, and we will have difficulty after that. So he understood, he said, okay. Then after a little while, on each day, a guest came, visitor. So then she told him, see, the guest, to make ikram of the guest, and to do the best you can for the guest, that is compulsory. Now slaughter this goat. Now it's all right, now we can slaughter it. So but she said that, go and slaughter it, that side of the wall, the children must not see. The children, they are so used to this goat, and they will feel very hurt that the goat is being slaughtered. So he went the other side. Next she saw the goat is standing on top of the wall. So she saw the husband, he escaped from his control while slaughtering, and he's standing here. So she went and see, there she saw he's skinning the goat. And the other goat made its way down and came in the house just like this previous one. Like in the house, in and out. So the husband said, looks like we sacrificed for Allah the honor of the guest. Allah Ta'ala replaced it with this goat. So Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Same it looked, just like that other goat. Yeah, it was standing on the wall, it made its way in the house. And yeah, she saw he's skinning the goat. So this is the great, if we, to make mehmani of the guest and to honor the guest is a great lesson. May we, Allah give us all tawfiq. Living in this Western system and enveloped in that way, we also have become like that. That if anyone, if people, our family also, who want to come visit, we tell them there's a guest house around the corner. We'll give them the phone number of the guest house. Or somebody who needs some money, we'll tell them, this bank you go to that bank. Today that help and that is going out of us more. Though still, comparatively, alhamdulillah, it is the most in the Muslim still. But how it should be and where it should be, we are gone far, far from that. May Allah give us tawfiq and take a lesson from here. In the Ash'ar we heard that the people who have so much of money, petrol, dollars, they have everything of the dunya, but even according to Guinness Book of Records, the highest rate of suicide are by psychiatrists. People who are supposed to solve other people's problems, they face such problems that they commit suicide. Or Allah wala se kabhi aise nahi sunaya. You never heard that of Allah wala. So one clip just came now, others also must have heard it, a bit humorous, but full of reality. It looks like some alim perhaps in Pakistan. He explains in there that today commonly we hear strikes. The airport people gone on strike, the nursing staff gone on strike, medical people gone on strike, everyone, you just, parliamentarians gone on strike, everyone. But they say you never heard Maulvi going on strike. And what is the strike for? In 100% of the cases, more wages. And if you ask Maulvi what you are earning, according to ours, say 8,000-10,000 is earning. How many children you got? 8-10 children. And how's things? Alhamdulillah. Allah shukar. Going very well. And you ask the doctor, how much you earning? 100,000. 150,000. And how many children? 2 children. How's it going? Oh, very expensive. You can't meet, things have gone too expensive. We can't meet our expenses. Very hard. Yeah, the Maulvi with 10,010 children, alhamdulillah, shukar. And the doctor, 100,000 and only 2 children, and they can't meet their expenses. So yeah, and Maulvi never went on strike that we're not going to make Fajr namaz. It's too cold, increase our wages. And we need warm clothing for to go out for Fajr. He never, Maulvi never goes on strike. And he says that, I went to different places in the world also, and I saw the people are very much against the Maulanas. The ulama haq, they are against them. So I told them, ye qaum, Maulvi ke qaum mitne wali nahi. Ye Maulvi aur Alu, ye do mitne wale nahi. Wherever you go in the world, potatoes grow. Wherever you go in the world, there will be Maulanas. And you can't finish them up. No matter what all, how much in Pakistan, so much the government, the modern people, they just hate the alims and the maulanas, and they want to finish them. How many they made so many efforts to, but ye form mitne wali nahi. The Allah's form, Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that always there will be the people of the truth, and Allah will look after them. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand and see the right direction. That is what we must go to. In this ayat-e kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, announce and say to the people, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. That khabith, evil, bad, filth, dirt, and tayyib, pure, clean, halal, the two are not the same. لَا يَسْتَوِي. They are two completely different. What is good, halal, what is a person who is a righteous person, pious person, his intentions are good, his actions are good, his public life is good, and a person who is vicious, a person who has just got enmity, hatred, he's just got, he wants to harm people, how can the two be ever equal? Completely different. This person, a righteous, pious person, his good actions, the actions that come out of his body, kindness to people, justice, fairness, and tolerance, all that. And a vicious person, intolerant. Always, just at the smallest thing, becoming angry, upset. And the most were to with your own wife, where you had to show the most of love, that is the place you vent all your anger. You can't, and such a coward, this person, he can't show his anger to his friends also. They also, they will overpower him to no one but his poor wife. He shows all his anger and takes out his anger on his wife. While Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the best of you is he who is the best to his family, his wife. And I am the best to my wife, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said. But yeah, we are the worst in front of the wives. And the terrible cases and reports that are coming of what we call very good people, but inside the horrible condition. Eh? So the two are completely different. The earnings of a righteous person, he makes sure I earn halal. He makes sure I earn, eat halal and tayyiban. Everything of it is pure and clean. And a vicious person is eating junk food and is proud to eat junk food. He's eating takeaway food. And the takeaway food, all this, it is all 100% the broiler chicken. And the broiler chicken, the feed of it, the commercial feed of it, is the woman's monthly menstruation pain. It is the vaccines. We don't take the vaccine like that. But they have put it in there already. All the filth and dirt is in there. Then the history of that broiler chicken, how it is born, unnatural way, in a foul pen, a hawk that we call, that's now modern foul pen, not on the ground. It never, a ray of sun never falls on it. It's a bright light that is to keep it awake for its 36, 40 days of its life. It must not sleep one moment. It must just eat, 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 filth, dirt, rubbish, all the time. And the whole process. Then worse than that, the very same chicken again is stunned. It is brain, it was being stunned, it is brain dead. And the blood doesn't come out of the chicken, even if it is slaughtered correctly according to Sharia. And it can be certified halal also. But 99% of the blood remains in it. And all except that a chicken that dies of its own, you can't eat it. It's a dead chicken, carrion. Everyone accepts that. But the dead chicken is also made feed for this chicken here. And that is why we're still eating the dead chicken. And a dead chicken, with the illat the fuqaha have written, why is that dead chicken haram? Because it wasn't slaughtered outwardly, but what is the thing behind it? That the blood didn't come out of the body. 100% the blood remained in the body. A stunned chicken, which is brain dead, the brain can't give messages, and 99% of the stunned chicken blood also remains in the body. That is what we are eating, generally by and large, all what we are eating. And then, worse than that, to de-feather the chicken, they put it in boiling water. And because of the, and that time, when still all the filth are in the intestines, all the filth and dirt and that. And by that hot boiling water, all that mixes with the meat, mixes with the bones. That blood, it mixes with the bones, with the flesh. So when we are eating, we are eating. And you see, this broiler chicken, this the bone of it is black. All the blood and filth which is in it. And it's soft. And how many of us enjoy eating that bone? That soft bone, all that filth and dirt we are eating. Whereas the natural chicken, the bone is white and it's hard. Hey, that is what a great difference. So anyway, with all this filth and dirt, that is the one side. And the one side, a person who eats proper, not modified food, all with the filth and dirt. Today everything almost is modified. But those who eat the correct food, where can the two ever be equal? Following from there, the akhlaq of the one person. لا يستوي الخبيث ولا يستوي الخبيث والطيب. الطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات والخبيثين للخبيثات. The good will be for the good. If we are good, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if you think we can't get the halal anymore, Hazrat says so beautifully that a Shaykh peene ki niyat to kare, peene ka irada to kare, asman se bulwai jayegi. You make your niyat, Allah will send it from the heavens. And when Allah said, eat halal, there is halal, but look for it. When they have made, walau ajabaka kathratul khabith, when the evil has overtaken everywhere, all are now just eating, everyone is eating this now, that Mufti Saab's wife, she drives, so why can't I drive? Maulana's daughter goes shopping, she dressed like this, so why can't I do it? The whole environment has been polluted. The whole environment has been corrupted. So Allah says, don't go what the environment is. Don't see what the people. Famous saying in Urdu, agar wo ghoo khane ko jate to tum bhi ghoo khane ko jaoge. If they are all eating the S word, must we also go and eat the S word? When the occasion came of the TV station being offered to the ulama, that you must take the TV, you can propagate deen, you can reach out to so many people. What did they say? We can't take the TV. If we don't take the TV station, the Shias are going to take it. So we rather take it. Qadianis are going to take it. The Barelvis are going to take it. How stupid we make ourselves. What a network the Shias got on TV. What channels they have got. The Qadianis, where? They are so sophisticated and they coming for this one TV station here. They've got enough already, the Barelvis. And very sadly, how many of our people also watch the Barelvi stations? We enjoy the Qawwali. How many of our good people, five times Namazi, looking like very pious people, but the Qawwali they can't leave. And in there, in most, perhaps, what is it? The exaggeration. Raising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position higher than what it is. To the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allama Busayri says, مَدَّعَتْهُ النَّصَارَى فِي نَبِيِّمْ. Don't say that what the Christians say with regard to their Nabi, they made him son of God. They made him God himself. Don't say that. Besides that, whatever praises, it's not enough for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we're listening to all that. So what a, not a lame excuse, not a paralyzed excuse, no excuse. And we say that if they are rushing to go and eat the S word, so we say let us go first and eat the S word. And we want to propagate the pure deen with haram ways. How can pure water comes down from the skies when it rains? Distilled water, pure water. But in your gutter, you have put pahana, stool, in your gutter. Now when that water comes down, it will come with all that stool. So if you want to propagate the pure deen of Allah with the Napak TV and the Napak YouTube, that is what will go out. You won't get Islam spreading. You'll get all that filth and dirt spreading in the world. So Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, that understand well, لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب, good and bad, evil and wrong, right and left, the two cannot go. And like in our South Africa and many countries of the world, on which side of the road must we drive? The left side. And when you're driving on the left side, you are driving on the right side. And if you happen to drive on the right side, then you are driving on the wrong side. So what a paradox. This is what the world we are in. That when you're driving on the left side of the road, you're on the right side. And if you happen to drive on the right side, then you're on the wrong side. One Monday morning, very busy traffic, all want to get to their places. One person was driving in the opposite direction. And then on the traffic alert, or updating on the traffic, the warning came. There's one motorist is going in the wrong direction, opposite direction. So all must be careful. He also heard it. So he phoned in also to the radio alert to inform all that not one, all are going in the wrong direction. So this is our condition. We are doing the wrong thing and we thinking we are right. Everyone else is wrong. But we are right. So in this environment which we are in today, and it hasn't come from now, when the British came to India, and there was Islam in England, in India, it was Islamic law for 700 years, Islamic law prevailed in India, and they came with the sole object of making the Indians of India, making them into Christians. And what zulm, oppression they had done. Hey, how many ulama? There wasn't a tree from Chandi Chowk, which is in the middle of old Delhi, right till Lahore, where they weren't ulama bodies put into pig skins and set alight. Hey, those ulama, they stood for the truth. Their lives went, but they did not change. Not one bit did they waver. And after that, they closed the madaris. Delhi had what madaris? They closed all those madaris. Then, yeah, quietly in a small village, not a town also, village of Deoband, the ulama there sat and they started this one madrasa away from the eyes of everyone, away from the big city of Delhi in a small little village. And then Allah saved Islam from there in the subcontinent. Otherwise, India was well on its road to become another Spain. Where Spain, in Cordoba, the Masjid of Cordoba, perhaps still today, we went, I tried myself also, to make two rakats of namaz quickly, but they were there, the police were there. And they stopped me, but I carried on, but by force they stopped me. Where at one time you weren't allowed to wear a topi if you enter there, which was the biggest masjid in Europe at one time, in which 12 cathedrals are made today. In the masjid, so big that 12 churches, 12 cathedrals are made in that one masjid, where Islam was and where we came. And now this filth and dirt has spread. Today we can't understand the things which are wrong. Everything, you say, this is wrong, then alles is verkehrt. You can't tell anyone, whatever, everything is haram, everything is wrong. We are wrong. We driving in the opposite, we're saying all the others are driving wrong. We are driving in the wrong lane, we come right. So Allah Ta'ala warns us that when the time when وَلَوْ عَاجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيرِ, even if it looks to you, all the evil now is in the world. And now we must also follow it. One time, from Raiwin, Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, had explained that they would follow the Mashura of Nizamuddin in the time of Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, not presently, now it's a complete different story. That even if we have to change the bulb, we will take permission from there. So they should follow them, meaning so much they should follow. So one time, the time came, today Raiwind is completely different. I'm talking of the very, when the masjid wasn't at all so big, wuzu khana was outside, in the no covering over the wuzu khana. And those who know the heat of Lahore, of Raiwind in summer, so the people suggested that we put air cons in the masjid, fans, air cons. So Bhai Abdul Wahab said, if we will put air cons and fans, and a person needs wuzu and he has to walk that little distance to the wuzu khana in that heat and make wuzu, he'll be lazy and he will make namaz without wuzu. Because here is the luxury, and now to go outside in that heat, he won't want to go. So they asked Mashura from Nizamuddin. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali replied and said, Sapne peeli, tum bhi peelo. Nobody understood what that meant. So by then, Bhai Abdul Wahab explained to them that there was a king, that he was normal, everything, and with his clothes on, everything. But a certain time of a drink, step of a tree, which was intoxicating, all the people drank there. And in that, they became drunk. And when they became drunk, they put off their clothes also and all running around. And they said they were all made drunk now. And they said the people who are wearing clothes, they are made. They are, look at them wearing clothes. And the opposite completely. So what it meant that everyone is now putting aircon, you also do it, put the aircon. And for the, this is the flow of the world. But what is the essence? That in the wrong haram things, especially, don't see what the world is doing. And we must look at Sharia. One old man, old ugly man, dark complexion, wrinkles on his face, big pimples and sores, a very ugly man, walking, and there in the felt he saw a mirror, broken mirror. The shining, and with the sun shining on it, even the shine. So he said, what is this? Something shining. He looked at it, and what will you see in the mirror? He saw himself. So you're so ugly, that's why they threw you down here. And so he threw it also down, that you're so ugly. But what did he see? He saw himself. So today we also, we see ourselves, even in the Quran Sharif, we don't see the teachings of the Quran. We find Allah says himself that one of the many qualities of the Quran Sharif, يُذِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. By the same token of the Quran Sharif, Allah misguides many people. People find their proofs of their evil in the Quran. And we see it so evident, and this is the work of the ulama now, that they will do all the wrong things. The Qatar World Cup, and they found the proof of it in the Quran Sharif, Yawmuz Zina, that place where prostitution was right, music was right, nudity was right, gambling was right, every filth and dirt was there, but they found the proof of it in the Quran, wal iyazu billah. Did the Quran Sharif come to teach all these things? So this is what our condition is. We find all that, and Allah Ta'ala says, أَضَلَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. We must guide him on his knowledge. Knowledge of deen he had. And with that same knowledge we must guide him. And so many people. And very necessary that we all study the ulama. For the others won't be so easy. But Iblis, Talbith Iblis of Imam Jawzi rahmatullah alayh, that how shaitan does not spare any person. It can be the greatest muhaddith, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith, the greatest Mufti, the greatest Allah Wala, Shaykhul Mashayikh. Shaitan is vowed till the last moment, I won't spare anyone. And we know he tried so hard with Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, right to the last moment. What Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayh, only if Allah's fazl is on a person, can a person get saved. Any person who was Imam Ghazali, he told him that shaitan deceived him also. Shaitan told him, your knowledge saved you. He said, Zalim, not my knowledge. Allah saved me. He wanted to destroy him even with that because of your knowledge you got saved, which is also shirk with Allah. Allah is the only doer. But Allah had guided him, he got saved. So where me and you stand? With shaitan, in fact one buzurg saw shaitan resting under a tree. He said, shaitan, you resting? You are so, you have vowed to must. He said, when the people are eating haram, what must I do now? They can make their du'as all the time, rejected. All the whole night ibadat, Ramadan is coming. Allah give us tawfiq to stay away from our wife meat, our savouries, our falas and that, which is all or just haram. All that. Having one person writes about the Durban area where Haleem is very common for iftari. He says 100% all the Haleem is from the haram source. And now you can make your Maghrib namaz and be passionate in your Maghrib namaz. Make your Taraweeh and make 2 hours Taraweeh. And make your Tahajjud and make your Duas at night. But that haram is gone. And what did Hajjaj ibn Yusuf do? That there were a group of great, great buzurgs that whenever an oppressive ruler was put, they should make one baddua and Allah should remove him. The first thing he did, invited those great buzurgs. And he fed them haram. And he declared, as a dunya man, he was a ruler. He said that now I got no fear of their badduas. I put haram in their stomach, they can make large baddua. It's not going to have any effect. And what are we eating? What is our food? One person went to the butcher to buy meat. And he said that, see that you give me halal meat. The butcher asked him, is your money halal? And the enemy have vowed that they have made our money also haram, the food also we eat haram. And today we are not conscious. We are just in an unconscious state, just carrying on like the people on a stage, puppets on a stage. We are just carrying on with life. Allah make us conscious. And if we can come right, if our food is right, and our thinking will be right. You, what you are, what you eat. You are with who you keep contact. If you sleep with the dogs, you must rise with fleas. You will get up with fleas. You sleep with the shias, you will have the shias, that feeling and that contact with the shias. Whoever you contact, stay in contact with, and whatever you eat, that is what you wear, that is what you are going to be. So today, what are our children? How many of our good hafiz? The day he's becoming hafiz, he's got a big amama on. Why? Not he's so pious. Underneath, he's got two length haircut. He's got his hair dyed also. And a terrible thing. And he's got a big long jubba also, kurta. Underneath, he's got his torn jeans and his patched jeans. So outwardly, we try and fool the people, but we can't. And everyone today, all going for holidays, how can't we be going for holidays? All going to this place, that place. And for that, see, Maulana Muhammad Jina Sahab, Damat Barakatum in Kimberley, he says that, I get so angry when tourists come from out of the country also, Muslim tourists, in the country also, where and where. And wife came to come and see the big hole. All the way you spend money to come see one big hole. And what was that big hole? The destruction when the mines fell in. Now you coming to see and enjoying and releasing to see how people suffered and died. Which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah also was lamenting about it. That in the time of hardships of the people, newspapers report, and we are the first, all the media, newspaper, being up to date with the news, and it doesn't change one bit of our life. Or the sufferings of the people, Palestine people now. We talk about, Lord, 300 masjids destroyed. Small children, babies are killed in this way. All that we talk, we did it change one bit of our dunya's life. Each one of us think, yes, it has changed. We are driving better motor cars now. We are living it up more. Our houses more. Our gardens are more. Our pools are shining more. Our gardens are more up to date and clean. So we got nothing to do. Is this the ummati? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ummati is such that if one ummati is suffering, the whole ummat will be worried. And if the whole ummat, one individual be worried of the whole ummat. But what have we got? Casually, we just talk about it, blowing hot wind. And fortunately, we're still blowing it from the mouth, not from somewhere else. Just blowing hot wind at what? Oh, Palestine, this Zulam, this Israeli side. But we the worst. We got the power to change it. We've got the greatest power. We don't need atomic bombs. We don't need a nuclear power. We got dua. And what is this dua? When on one occasion, one person was making tawaf, a blind person making dua for his eyesight. And Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, the same Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, was also making tawaf at that time. So he saw this person making dua, and he told him, the next time I come round, not my next tawaf, not the tawaf I'm making on the first floor of the haram. Yeah, just around the Kaaba. 1 minute after one round, half a minute, 2 minutes, that's all. If your eyesight is not restored, you are a dead man. And he knew, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, he said that, Aankh ka masala tha, I was blind. Up to jaan par aapari. Now my life is going. Then the dua that he made, by the time Hajjaj came, his eyes, that is what we call the dua. Today, our du'as, we are making du'a and we winking eyes with one another also. And we waving to one another also in the du'a. And we doing a business deal also. With our eye contact and that, we made an offer and accepted also. And we are busy in du'a also. We got no idea what du'a is. We got no idea what namaz is. My house, one test, the washer is worn out, I must get a new, that I've got full worry about. But never the thought came, I must correct my namaz. I must improve my namaz. Just my namaz which is carrying on. I got a 1980 motor car. And no, I never thought of even servicing it. Never putting petrol. Will that motor car run? But our namaz which we got from the change of 5 and 6 from our mother we learned. Till today did we think I must improve my namaz. I must find out if my namaz is correct. And it can be anyone. It can be Shaykhul Mashayikh or it can be Shaykhul Hadith or anyone. We're just carrying on with our namaz. It's not time to look at others. It's time to look at ourselves. We have too long been looking at other people and finding fault with other people. And we gave no time to see our own faults. And we are thinking that I'm very pious and I'm all right. And the filth and dirt that has come in and it has overtaken the good and the righteous people. And also remember that if there's a person, a drug addict for example, an alcoholic, a womanizer, that person, he feels bad about himself. All the time he admits, I'm the worst, I'm the scum of society, I'm the worst. That humility and humbleness will help him very much by Allah to get forgiveness. And on the other hand, we who think we are clean and we are pure, I'm a Maulana, I'm a Hafiz, I'm the Imam, and that pride has come into me. And I look down upon those people. We are in great danger by Allah. With all our ibadat and all our big, big titles in akhirat, with that pride. And shaitan doesn't have to work behind any alim. A person, an alim who didn't make his islah and take out pride. And even if you took it out, pride will still come. If you went to a parlor to have a wash or a bath of your life, with the best soap in the world, and all the other shampoos and whatever else, and you say, now I don't need a bath in my life. I got such a bath that my whole life I don't need a bath. The next day you'll be stinking. What will happen to us? So if you think that I spend my chilla in the khanka, I spend my 9 chillas in the khanka, and now I'm all right. You think that my islah is done? Wo salih kya hoga? Wo muslih kya hoga? Salih bhi nahi rahega. Muslih, that he's in a position, he's making other people's islah, big share, but he's not worried about himself, he won't be even salih. He won't be pious, forgetting making other people pious. If you're not pious yourself, what are you going to make other people pious? And that's our condition. Not worried about everyone, worried about these people, worried about those people. Hardly ever my namaz. And more serious than namaz, my iman. Whoever thinks my iman. And we talk, blowing again, lot of hot wind. Very fitna times, very hard times. Morning you're a mu'min, by the night you'll be a kafir. Night you're a mu'min, by the morning. What are we doing? What did I do till today? One birth to save my iman. The warnings that all came, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the most I saw in woman, in Jahannam were women. This doesn't mean now best women are going so we can't. It means do something about it. Especially the woman. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give charity. Because that will help you. It will save you. The woman, immediately they reacted. They took out their jewelry. They were giving. And one way they were just giving. So all these warnings come not just for us to hear and to make some bayans about it or some jalsa and we hear about it. And the end of the story, it is to do something. But ask ourselves, me, myself, each one, what have I done? I haven't done, have I worry, have I, did I ever make dua for my iman? If but casually, now and then sometimes. But as a seed, the most precious thing we got, what did we make dua to protect it? And we got it, mali muft dile be raham. What we got free of charge, we don't. Ask the non-Muslims, we were in Jamaat, and there was a brother from America, a Negro brother, at one night after the bayan, everything, he stood up and with tears in his eyes, he said, all of you will go and sleep peacefully. All your parents were Muslims who have passed away. They died with Iman Islam. I know my parents have died without Iman. How am I going to sleep? And they should make qadr of the Iman. We, what Iman? We just got it for free, so we're not worried about it. When did we make dua? Ya Allah, protect my Iman. Hey, how many times we get involved, we speak, we hear something, that Ya Allah, let me forgive me for all my wrong. Don't snatch my Iman away from me. We're not even worried about it. Yeah, our car, we'll put alarm system. We'll park it in the garage. We'll have alarm in the garage also. We'll take all the precautions. How many people don't sleep at night? Till half the night, the wife is awake that no crooks must come. The other half of the night, the husband is awake. All the screens are there, watching everything right in that corner of the garage. That corner of the garden, we're watching everything. Which screen did we put to protect our Iman and to watch our Iman? No, no worry about Iman. Namaz to improve it. What did we do? Each one asks, well, since I learned about Namaz, what did I do? These things haven't got any value to us. Allah give us tawfiq. So Allah says, لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب. The bad and the evil are not the same. وَلَوْ عَاجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. Though it may happen, now you think that dirt and the filth has overtaken the world and that you enjoy and you look for it, but it's horrible. فَاتَّقُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah Ta'ala. Ya ulil albab. These are the people who are ulil albab, people of intelligence, not degrees of universities, not big bank balances, not living in lofty mansions and houses, but the people of intelligence are those who will take a lesson, who will have taqwa, fear Allah Ta'ala. So see in which category are we. Are we fearing Allah Ta'ala or are we just carrying on like a raw hooligan? Today so much so that a good dars of Bukhari Sharif and the response of the students and all what carries on is like hooligans at the zoo. When that is happening in the Darul Hadith, then what is our condition? Wherever we are really a loss. It is only that Allah said, I promised Qiyamah, if it wasn't promised at a certain time, punishment should have come already. Qiyamah should have come. But Allah says, I've delayed it because I've fixed the time of it, which nobody else knows but Allah Ta'ala, when it will come. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you want success, and this is success. Success is not my 4x4. Success is not my that ultra modern bedroom of mine. And my bedroom with my bathroom is like a whole town of itself. Not just one part of the house, it is a whole complex where everything is found in there. Whatever you can think, and how big it is also. Our whole houses, how we have made them, where 10, 20, 30 families can live in. One couple are living in there. One person, just when Lanesia started very many years ago, a wealthy person, pious person, he said, I made a big mistake building a 13 bedroom house at that time. He said, I should have gone to stay in a hotel room. Because I get up in the morning, I go for Fajr. After Fajr, whole day I'm in my shop in town, Joburg. I come back at night, make Isha and I sleep. That I could have done in a hotel, 13 bedroom house. I must maintain it. I must see to it, everything of it. It's a waste of money. So this is our lifestyle. And just because everyone is doing it, everyone is taking loans from the bank, we also can take loans. Everyone has got an overdraft, we must also have an overdraft. Everyone is doing all the going for holidays. All are going for holidays, we must also go for holidays. All are going to stay in the filthy and dirty places, we also will go and stay there. So Allah Ta'ala, a clear indication in this ayat, Allah let me and let us all, and remember what's going to, the criteria is when we're going to be in the qabr. Kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahina. Each and every soul will be imprisoned, will be contained, it will be overtaken by what it has done. And what our life was in the, we didn't make tawbah, and we are in the qabr, it will be the flames of the fire of Jahannam. It will be the beating and the smiting of the malaika with the iron rods of fire. Not iron rods, but iron rods of fire. And then the clothes that will the people of Jahannam will wear will be tailored, will be made not from material, from the fire of Jahannam. The clothes will be made of the fire of Jahannam. And then they will be there in Jahannam. So, and what our condition is, if we're going without Tawbah, and we're just going with the flow, the vast majority of the people are going to Jahannam. And if we are also happy to be with the majority and go with them, that is what we will end up with. And if we are amongst the qalilin, the few, and the Jannat people will be the lesser amount of people compared to those who are going to Jahannam. And Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala says, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ I will fill it to the brim, Jahannam. It will get full. So which direction? Each individual thing, make tawbah, reflect of our condition, and come right to on the path of Allah. This is the only way. Ramzan is here. Shaban, we are entering it. Last day of Rajab. Tomorrow Shaban, the great night of Shabi Barat, and then the great month of Ramadan, then the great month of the sacred month, and then the Zulhijjah, the days of Hajj, the day of Arafat. What great moments are coming. So easy, Allah has paved our way. Allah has given us the dasturkhan of spiritual biryani, roast, whatever you can think. And we leave that and we go in the toilet to go and eat the feces and the stool in the toilet. And we are proud about that. And this year, Allah's namat, never we get the tawfiq, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. You don't hear it from any dasturkhan. It can be ordinary people, it can be maulanas, it can be tablighis, it can be sufis. No Allahumma lakal hamdu, no shukr to Allah Ta'ala. No bismillah at the beginning. No at the end dua, alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana. No dua. Just like wild animals we are. And that is our condition. We like it or we don't like it, that is what we are. And we don't want to change also. Now when we get up from here, everything is forgotten. Allah give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, make value this Ramadan which is coming. Make it stay in i'tikaf, where we can really change. We can't manage, my business I can't manage. When maut will come, the investal malakul maut also, I can't manage, please go to somebody else. I'm too busy. My shop I have to see to. I have to see to this year. And how many instances are mentioned where the people beg Malakul Maut for just to make Tawbah, just to sort out their matters. But once that call comes, there is no two ways. And it's going to come to us. Now we can make all the excuses for Ramadan. I can't manage it. I can't give my time for i'tikaf. I can't worry about my Islam now. I got my shop. I got this, my health. I have to go for this operation. I have to go to India for that treatment. I have to go for this. When Malakul Maut will come, put all your excuses to him. And then see what will happen to us. Allah guide us all to righteousness, inshallah.